Instant messages. Great shot. With 10 seconds left on the clock, Skylar, playing for the Panthers basketball team, dribbled the basketball and shot a 2-point buzzer shot. The crowd went wild as both schools cheered for Skylar. The final score was Panthers 69 and High Flyers 75. Skylar is in the special education class at my high school and has always loved basketball. I first met him in one of my seminary classes, and I have always admired him. Skylar joined the basketball team, and in one game against our rival team, he was put in for the last few seconds. Ever since our high school was built, we have been rivals with the High Flyers. But as the ball landed in Skylar's hands, every member from the opposing basketball team backed off and let him take the shot. The ball flew through the air, and swish, Skylar made the last shot of the game. Both schools rose to their feet and cheered for Skylar. It was amazing how both schools came together to applaud his efforts, even though his team didn't win. We all have our different trials and obstacles that hold us back, and we all need people to support us and cheer us on. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40 says, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." If we are willing to look past the differences of others, as the crowd did for Skylar, we can start to see each other as the Savior sees us. Jesus walked away from none. He gave his love to everyone. So I will. I'll walk with you, Children's Songbook, page 141. Mackenzie S., Utah, USA.
An honest grade. One day in chemistry class, our teacher passed back a test we had taken so we could look over our grades and ask any questions. I wasn't very good at chemistry, and this test was proof. It was not a good grade, and I was very discouraged. As the teacher went over the test for the class, I realized he had marked as correct a question I had actually missed. I showed it to my friend Gary, who said, "Lucky, you got a higher grade." I told Gary I was going to show it to the teacher. He told me I was going to lower my grade by being honest, and that it was a stupid idea. I went up anyway. My teacher fixed the mistake, and my grade was lowered. A few months later, we got another test back. As the teacher went over it, Gary raised his hand. He told the teacher that he had made a mistake on his test, a mistake that, if fixed, would lower his grade. Gary took the test up to the teacher, and his test grade was lowered. As Gary walked back to his seat, he winked at me. I knew he had learned from my example. Kylie H., California, USA.
Little by little. When I was about 14 or 15, I had a hard time believing the church was true, even though I'd been a member all my life. Although my firm testimony of the church didn't come until later, here is how I decided that the church was good and that I should keep going. One day I prayed about whether or not the church was true. I was expecting some great experiences like hearing a voice or feeling, a physical sensation in my body, or something similar to assure me it was. Nothing came. I struggled greatly with this. Then one Sunday I was at church and started thinking about all of the great people I knew in the church. I thought about how I felt when I was at church, a peaceful feeling, like I was at ease. I felt the Spirit during this meeting when I was thinking about these things. This is when my first little bit of testimony started, and I knew that the church was a good thing and that I should keep going. As I continued going to church, I started forming an even stronger testimony, little by little. Levi H., Wyoming, USA. End of the section, Instant Messages.